It's Sunday today, 3 weeks before Christmas. Where are we going? Where's our city going? Where's our state going? With us today is former governor of the state of New York, David Paterson. Governor Paterson, we're coming up on 2023. It's 3 weeks to Christmas, 4 weeks to the new year. Give us a report of where do you think we are?
Well, I think we have a very interesting phenomenon that occurred in the city this week when Mayor Eric Adams announced that he would urge and would support involuntary confinement with people deemed to have mental disease or disability. Now, this is something that used to go on in the city 40 years ago when what would happen is if a doctor, a psychiatrist, or even a law enforcement official thought that a person was incapacitated because of mental illness, that they would involuntarily confine them. And the way it works is the confinement would be for a few days, they'd check them again, and then after 15 days to keep them, they would need what they call a 2PC, would be two physician certificates. Then you could hold the person for 60 days, and at that time you could determine whether or not it's safe for society or whether or not it's safe for the person to be back out on the streets. So some of the people who would be confined are not being confined because they're considered to be a danger, as in violent crime, but they need to be confined because they suffer from some sort of depression or they might hurt themselves or they threaten to hurt themselves. So that's very interesting. But from the crime standpoint, I think it's an excellent move by the mayor because there are more situations in this city. And I think this is why the fear factor of crime has gone up so high. There are more cases of people being attacked by people with mental illness all over the city, not in specific neighborhoods. And what we need to do is to get them the care they deserve, an intervention, as Dr. Peter Michelos said the other day, an intervention of the same way you'd have a family intervention. This would be the family of the city intervening to get people the medication to either make them better or to prevent them from causing harm to others.
Governor, I agree with you 100%. I think Eric Adams, Mayor Adams, did the right thing on putting some of them away. And even as an argument from lawyers, if these people are sick, maybe they're not capable of making the right decision for themselves. Don't you say that?
Well, it happens all the time. And family members will step in those particular situations. You know, sometimes even with an elderly person who can't remember what's happening, doesn't remember how many times they ate during a particular day. I remember my grandmother would drink tea and then ask for another cup 10 minutes later and tell you she hadn't had any all day. But it was an illness, and it wasn't anything wrong with her character. And this is how we, I think, better treat this. But particularly right now, with the fear level of crime up where it is right now, even beyond what the statistics would call for, it's coming from the feeling of a lot of people that you pass people in the street and you're just not sure how that interaction is going to end.
Agreed. Now, the criminals in the street, and me and you have talked about it so many times. If we get the mentally ill off the street and treat them, and a lot of them are the veterans that are in the streets too, but then you have the violent criminals that me and you have talked about. Some of those violent criminals, they've completed 3, 4, 5, 10 violent crimes. Shouldn't they be put away?
Well, I guess I've sort of changed my opinion from what it was when I was younger, because there are so many of these repeat offenders and these situations where, but for the fact that they were released after committing a terrible crime, they then committed another crime. I think that's when the attention has to be turned to the society that allows that, and that we will have to come up with some kind of system. I know Governor Pataki had 3 strikes, you're out. That seemed to work for a while, but it's not on the books anymore. We might want to take another look at that, particularly in this particular period.
Agreed with you. And the other big item in the state was they wouldn't allow judges to make decisions. Out of 50 states in the United States of America, New York is the only one that wouldn't allow the mayor, the judges to make decisions.
See, that's very interesting, John, because in the 2019 legislation that was passed to have bail reform, they had some very good bail reforms in there, basically that if a person didn't commit a violent crime, so if it was a nonviolent offense or a felony that was nonviolent, that if they just didn't have the money to get out, but you were sure that they would show up for the trial, that you could release them. That was good. The legislature did not touch some 1971 law that basically took the discretionary authority of judges to evaluate the dangerousness of the defendant away. So shame on the people in 1971. And unfortunately, I hope that the legislature in Albany will not get offended thinking that people are blaming them for doing that, but they are the only ones right now that could change it.
The MTA, which you were once a member of, they decided they may want to raise fares, and it seems like if they collected the fares that they're supposed to collect, maybe they don't have to raise them.
Well, because of the fact that fewer people are riding the subways, they're not collecting the revenues that they need. At the same time, raising the fares is going to diminish from the number that are riding the subway now. We'll try to find other forms of transportation. One of the traffic problems that we're having is the average speed of the traffic in New York City right now in traffic jams is 4.25 miles. You can almost walk faster than you can drive. And that's because a lot of people are afraid to ride the subway because of the crime rate. So what you see is a domino effect. First, it's the crime that's scaring people. They don't ride the subways. The revenues go down. Then the MTA wants to raise the fares to cover that loss, but it's only going to drive fewer people into the subways, and the domino effect continues, and it becomes chaotic.
Understood. We talked about the MTA. We talked about crime. Education. The other day we had the secretary, the former secretary of education. And it's a problem in the United States. And we're going to have the chancellor, Mr. Banks, on in the near future to tell us how New York compares to the rest of the country. But we were like number 26 in the country in overall education in the world, and we were like number like 40 or 50 in mathematics. I forget it, but it was crazy numbers.
I had a conversation with Chancellor Banks about 3 weeks ago, and what we were talking about was the shortage of drivers to drive the children who use school buses to school every day. And that sometimes the students aren't getting to school until noon. So basically they spent the 3 hours that they should have spent in a classroom on a bus. So there are multiple factors affecting the ability of teachers to perform and students to learn. And I still think that one of the biggest problems with the educational system, and I'm just going to keep saying it until somebody listens, is that we end the school day too early and younger people, 12, 13, 14, go out and they don't go home right away. They get themselves into all kinds of trouble. It's when all the indicators of social problems with young people exist between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. So that old bromide that we learned from Channel 5, Fox, at 10 o'clock, they say, do you know where your children are? Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they should have some TV station announce, do you know where your children are? Because the parents are at work, and they really don't know.
I agree with you 100% on that, too. We've got a minute left. Anything else?
Well, John, Christmas is
three weeks
away, and you want to know where everyone's going. I guess I'm going to have to go Christmas shopping. Is anything you want this year that I could get for you?
Oh, my God. I mean, I still can't believe it's 3 weeks, and I guess we all have to buy We have to buy gifts for our wives, and we have to buy gifts for our daughters and sons.
Yeah, well, I'll be addressing that immediately.
I'll meet you on Monday.
Take care.
Take care. Thank you, Governor Patterson, and thank you for your common sense and speaking out to our people, all Americans, not just New Yorkers. Thank you.